So my kid is Asher standing there. And I come up to and get off the bike. Hey, buddy. He comes over and gives me a big hug and he goes, yeah. And he loves fire trucks to begin with. Loves them. Calls them Wios.
Wios?
Yeah, that's what he calls them. He's like, Daddy, is the armory on fire? I said, yeah, buddy. He goes, it'll be okay. The Wios are going to be there.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And that was tough. That was tough. Yeah, because like,
yeah,
I don't do that in front of my kid. Like, I want him to know that Daddy's always going to be the source of strength. And that one hurt. It hurt bad.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
I was going to say, yeah, tragedy, right? 2024.
Yeah, so.
July or?
Yeah, that was, 26? Yeah, so July 26th of 2024. Leading up to that, you know, we were in the Chapter 11. We were trying to get out of the Chapter 11. February 2024, a company was pursuing us to sell the real estate and the operating company.
Oh, wow.
And I was, you know, pushing it off, but I was working with them, you know, but I was trying to work my way out of it, so I didn't have to, just because it wouldn't have been 717 at Armory anymore. Yeah. It would have been corporate. Like, it wouldn't have been the place that I built, and it wouldn't have been what we gave people. And so as the way the world works, you know, my wife is from Tioga County. We threw the motorcycle and the kid in the truck. We went to her parents. We go out on a We get up there Thursday night. Friday morning, my attorney calls me and says, hey, yeah, the final documents are done. Come sign them. I said, I'll be in on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm up north. Saturday, we get on the bike. We're riding around, enjoying God's country, Potter County, up Tioga County. Yeah. It's
real peaceful.
Yeah, it's that's summer.
Yeah.
T-shirt on. Stop, yeah. Have a beer here, beer there. Nothing just better. Just me and her. Like, it was just me and her. And pulled into this bar. My phone, I ordered beer gets to me, my phone rings, and it's a number I don't have saved, but I hit the ignore button, but I was like, man, I know that number. It called me right back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know exactly who that is. And it was my Sheer Security Services. Hey, you have a smoke detector. You have multiple smoke detectors going off. And I instantly opened, and again, like, where I'm at, like, I only have service at this bar. Like, we just rode for 40 minutes to get to this bar with zero cell phone service. So, yeah. Like, if it happened on the road, like, I would have never known. And so I'm like, open up my cameras right away. And I can see my last employee run out of the 25-yard range. And it just goes black with smoke. And I looked at my wife. And I was like, we have to fucking go right now. She's like, you've had six beers over the course of the last like 5 hours, like, and didn't eat, like, you should probably eat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, give me chicken fingers. And now I'm working. Now I'm on the phone. I called my dad, who's my vice president. That bar that I had on the napkin, the Wharf.
Yeah.
I called my dad. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I'm at the Wharf having some beers. And I could hear the fucking fire truck
going by
on Dairy Street.
Oh, shit.
And I said, sober up. Follow that fucking fire truck. What's going on? I was like, it's burning down. He's like, shut the fuck up. I was like, right now. And be sober. This one's real.
This is happening.
This one's real.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I'm up there. And, yeah, I'm waiting for this food. And the phone's going off. And it's taking forever. And I finally, like, looked at the bartender. I was like, where the fuck is my food? And she's like, calm down. You act like the world's on fire.
Oh, fucking is. Oh, shit.
And, like, I didn't say anything. And my wife goes, his business is literally burning down right now.
Let's go.
Yeah. And the chick was like, I'm so sorry. Mm. And I was like, and I took one. Like, she went and got it. I took one bite. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to throw up. Can't do this.
Yeah, you got to get back. You got to see what's going on.
Yeah, two beers and I ordered chicken tenders. I threw a $100 bill on the bar and I was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go. And so, like, you know, obviously we're in touch with their parents and stuff because she's like, I'm not riding on the back of this motorcycle all the way back to the
armory. I was saying, for the listeners, how, like, hour wise?
3 hours.
I was going to say, about 3 hours. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did it in 2:11.
Dang, you were hauling ass.
My Road Glide tops out at like 118 miles an hour. And like that, so like, yeah, we're like kind of like north, northwest of Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, my girlfriend and her parents from Liberty, Pennsylvania. So they brought my truck down and then her mom followed in their car. And we met right there at Pentac, like at the Wendy's or Sheets or whatever. And as I'm going from the bar to there, because she's like, I'm not riding with you. And I told her, I said, I'm riding this motorcycle. Like, this is going to be the last quiet me time that I might have for the foreseeable future. Yeah. She's like, okay, well, yeah, we pull in there. And I'm trying my best to hold it together. Like, and I'm watching the text messages. And it's bad. And it's real bad. And I know that it's bad. And so my kid is, Asher, standing there. And, I come up to it and get off the bike. Hey, buddy. He comes over and gives me a big hug and he goes, yeah. And he loves fire trucks to begin with. Loves them. Calls them Weos.
Weos?
Yeah, that's what he calls them. He's like, Daddy, is the armory on fire? I said, yeah, buddy. He goes, it'll be okay. The Weos are going to be there.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And, that was tough. That was tough. Yeah, because, like,
yeah.
I don't do that in front of my kid. Like, I want him to know that Daddy's always going to be the source of strength. And that one hurt. It hurt bad. And I said, yeah, buddy, the wheels are there.
Yeah.
I said, I'll take some pictures.
Yeah.
And by this time, you know, we're talking like half hour, 40 minutes. As I was pulling out of the parking lot, my dad sends me a text message. They just pulled the third alarm. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so I got on 180 or whatever that is up there. Got my phone kind of sits up on my handlebar in like a holder. And I'm just sitting there. No music on, no nothing. Just going.
Yeah.
Listening to the wind, trying to calm down. Come all the way down through Sealands Grove.
Yep.
And fortunately caught every light green through there. I get on 15. Thank God. Get on 15 south, and I mean, I'm putting the screws to it. And I go blowing by these two crotch rockets. And I like walk, look out in my mirror and I watch them and they come running out right behind me. And I mean, I'm doing 115 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Like, and then I start having this conversation, like, okay, if I go by a state trooper, am I stopping?
Yeah, what do you do, right? Because you're like, flying.
And I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah.
I'm like, they can take me to jail once I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just got to see it. And I get to about Liverpool. And yeah. My dad said they pulled the fifth alarm.
Holy shit.
And, like, I don't think I started crying there. I think I tried to, but I think the wind was too much.
Yeah.
And those two bikes followed me all the way through 83-81 split. It was awesome.
Really?
Just all three of us just
flying. Whoom, yeah.
Down the road.
And you didn't know them or nothing. You just two random guys that were like,
couldn't even tell you who they were.
Yeah.
And I went right, they went left. Come down to Dairy Street, flying down Dairy Street, and the wharf, that bar, go past the bar, and a block past the bar, they got like the fire police and they got Dairy Street shut down.
Shut down, yeah.
And they're pushing people up through the neighborhood to go around. Well, I get on the shoulder, because there are like 30 cars lined up there, and I go, what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. And I get on the shoulder and pull right up, and where I lost it, there's this old lady. She's like, you can't go in there. And I was like, I'm the owner.
Yeah.
And this old lady, she just bends over on my, I'm on my bike. She just gives me a hug and she looks at me and she's crying. She's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I come around the bend and I'm like, what the fuck? And there's 30 fire trucks.
Damn.
And there's just firefighters everywhere. I think they said there was like 200 plus firefighters.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's chaos. The news is there. It's big deal.
Yeah.
And so like I pull up and I park my bike. I get off my bike. And this is, so the fire started right at like 3 o'clock. So this is like 4:45. And smoke is just blowing out of this building. Yeah. And it's a fucking river across my parking lot. And I'm like, what the fuck? And when the fire started, there was 30 customers in the building.
Okay.
But we were packed.
Yeah.
Full staff. They were all there. And now, by the time I got there, everybody was there. Like, anybody that knew the armory, knew me, they were all there. And I can remember I pulled up. I was taking it all in. The first person to walk up to me was my sister, Erin, who was, for the longest time, she was our marketing person. She walked up to me and gave me a big hug, and she's obviously crying. And I just kept saying, like, what the fuck? And she's like, the news is waiting for you. And I said, oh, they can fucking wait. And the first thing I did is I walked around, and every single volunteer firefighter, I shook their hand and said, thank you. I mean, dude, they were pulling them from Shippensburg to the other side, Anvil, Cleona.
Holy shit.
They told me that they brought the fucking foam truck from the airport. They shut down the World of Outlaw races at the Grove.
The Grove, yeah.
And brought that far.
Wow.
And
everybody.
And Mission Barbecue was at the Grove for that race.
Yeah.
And the Grove was like, hey, we're going to pay for it. Go to the armory. To like the deuce and a half Mission Barbecue was there.
Exactly.
You know, Amica's, the pizza restaurant that's in the little strip mall.
Okay. Yeah.
100 pizzas. Yeah. Boneshire. Cases of water. Dude, there's people walking down Dairy Street, random people walking down Dairy Street carrying a case of Gatorade. Because it was like 100 and some degrees outside. And I didn't know it yet, but like, you have 4 or 5 firefighters medevac to Hershey. Because it was so hot inside. And then so hot outside that like they were becoming heat casualties and stuff. And again, it's like 5:30, whatever. And I'm like, I want to go fucking see it. And the fire marshal wouldn't let me in. I was the first person allowed in the building. They didn't let me in the building until almost like 7 o'clock.
Wow.
4 hours after the fire started. Yeah. And when I walked in, it was 135 in the showroom floor. I don't even know. The fire never left the range. It stayed contained in there, but destroyed everything.
Still, everything was destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all because somebody showed up, come use our facility, brought an AR, had a mag full of tracers, signed the waivers that say no tracers, no armor piercing, no steel cord, no shotgun, signed all those waivers, walked by 40 fucking signs that in big bold letters say no tracers because our bullet traps are rubber tires. And a tracer is a chemical compound of like white phosphorus that burns for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So he shot like 10 rounds.
Jesus.
of like a, and like a chemical that
happened, dude.
Well, and like a chemical that burns at like 2,700 degrees. Like it's not like a little fire. It's like super fucking hot.
Yeah.
Not on the exact temperature, but like it'll like go right through a person.
Yeah.
And
what's the purpose of a tracer for the listeners? Or
so a tracer is
like, why would he have that even in there? I don't even cut you off, but
we later come to find out that he articulated a story saying that that was the magazine that he used for self-defense in a nighttime situation. Because when a tracer goes out, it's like when you watch the movies, the bullet goes and it looks red. And it's like a red line. Well, that's the chemical burn that you're seeing.
Okay.
And so like it gives you a visual in low light, no light situations to see where your rounds are impacting. So you articulated this story or whatever, and, you know, that was, like, later on down the road through the investigation, but, like, it was fucked. Like, I knew it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, for anybody that was there, yeah, we have a, the building was, like, 20-some thousand square feet, and, like, the showroom was, like, 4,000. And so,
it's
like,
a huge building.
Yeah, the fire was, like, you walk in the door, it was, like, kind of, like, right off, kind of to your right. Like, 30 yards away in the back left corner was my bathrooms.
Yeah.
I walked in there and there was an inch of soot and ash on the water in the toilet bowl. So, I mean, destroyed everything. And, you know, thank God for AP Williams. They were the general contractor that built it, and their design team and their engineers for fire code. In the back of that range, the 25-yard range, was our gunsmith room. And so, like, they had, like, these special drywall walls and shit like that that, like, in the event of a fire would prevent, like, they slow the burn down.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could see the next day that this piece of drywall started, like, burning. Right below where it was burning was 200 gallons of, like, alcohol and chemicals.
Holy shit.
Highly flammable chemicals. Like, if the fire would have hit that, like,
yeah,
it would have killed people. I mean, because the explosion, like, there's so many firefighters in the explosion.
Right.
Just like, there's acetone. That's what it was. Acetone.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank God the builders, you know.
Yeah. Did it right. Day. Yeah. And it is, dude, it was just like the worst case scenario. Like, I guess we got like the best part of it, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. It
sucks to say, right?
And, you know, so that like that brought this whole, you know, and then again, you know, my lawyer's like, I'm like, well, obviously, we're not fucking signing the sales agreement. That's a whole nother can of worms that, you know, is dealing with all that. And so we were able to take the insurance, you know, and I'm just glad that I went about it the way I did with how I handled the insurance companies and the cleanup and all that other shit. And then, you know, I kind of got my feet under me and was like, okay, now what? I'm like, what's next? Like, what do we do? And yeah, that took a long time, you know, a lot longer. I guess maybe not on a calendar, but like every second of every day, that was my fight. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Where do I go? What do I do? What do I, how do we get back to helping people? Because that's all we wanted to do is just help people. And I said, okay, the immediate way to help people, because, you know, fortunately for, I guess, for me is right across the street where our new shop is located right now, 7601 Dairy Street. The lady that owns that building, Mickey Weaver, from Weaver Glass, somewhere throughout the course of the fire, you know, she walked over and handed my mom a key and said, hey, we have a vacant area in the back.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out later.
Holy shit.
But Pat can use it. Yeah, because I have all my guns.
Right.
Like, we have thousands of guns. I got no power. They cut my fucking doors off. I got no way to secure the building.
How you gonna secure it?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Holy shit.
I'm like, well, fuck me.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the ATF, they're obviously there. Everybody's there.
That's true,
and,
too.
And I'm saying to them, I'm like, yeah, because this is the night of the fire. We're going through this. Like,
yeah.
Okay, what do I do here? Yeah. What if something goes missing? And they're like, listen, like, you're responsible. But, like, there are extenuating circumstances. Just do your best. And I said, dude, I said, there has been hundreds of firefighters and shit in here.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
We did not lose one weapon.
Wow.
At all.
That's amazing.
We had every single one. You know, and, like, those are the things that, like, people never saw. Like, that they saw the fire, and that, you know, obviously of social media, like
right.
Penn Live wants to send an article out. Business files bankruptcy and then, you know, burns to the ground. Well, motherfucker, I filed bankruptcy a year and a half beforehand. Like, I had nothing to do with it, but yeah, you know, we talked about the black box of death. There you go.
Right. Trying to spin it. Yeah.
Spin
yeah.
it and get people bullshit. Wound up in some bullshit. Get click rates and all that other shit. And like,
right.
Now, you know, I got to like sit there and like, yeah, they're talking shit about me.
It's your life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my life.
Your life. Your family's involved.
Everybody's like, family is involved. My employees. Like,
right.
It's how they feed their family. Like, dude, and then, yeah, you got all these people like, oh, Jewish lightning, or he probably did. Like, fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah.
Someone could have died. Right. You know, like, and that was what angered me. Not the fire, not any other shit. All that shit could be replaced. But, like, the fact that there's people out there that got nothing better to do than sit on their phone and talk shit, like, fuck you. How about that? Like, and if you want to come have a face-to-face conversation, I welcome it.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on down. Yeah. I'll show you the video. Like, fuck you. Period. And, so, you know, I'm going back and forth. So we opened up the retail shop 1 year to the date from the fire.
Okay.
It was weird. Like, literally it was 1 year to the day.
Yeah.
And a huge grand reopening. And now 717 Armory has, you know, I ended up selling my real estate. And you know, obviously there's a bunch of debt and expenses and, you know, so, but there's a little money left over. And so I pumped it all back into the new armory. Yeah. And so, like, we've got stuff in there that I never could have had across the road. And, you know, I mean, we sold 4 pistols so far in the last 6 months, all over $125,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Individually. They're
individually.
Yeah. The most expensive one sold for, like, $155,000. Yeah. Full blown.
So, I was going to say, these are fully customized.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my buddy Matt Riker down there at Kings River Customs.
Okay.
They build these 1911s that are just...
Works of art, huh? Works of art.
Yeah. It's like pictures. Works of art does it no justice.
Yeah.
Zero justice. I mean, the grips are meteorite, woolly mammoth ivory, and T-Rex bones. All with letters of authenticity.
Wow.
Yeah. They're engraved by this dude, Alex Cermak. He's a Eastern European last artisan master hand engraver. Like, wild.
Yeah.
Wild. And so, like, we sold them and when I first bought them and brought them in, customers are like, you're out of your fucking mind. I'm like, yeah, swing big, bro. we're here to hit grand slams. Like, we're not here to hit singles. Like, my Glocks and all that, those are my singles. These are my grand slams.
Which you still offer those. You still have those.
We've got everything.
What's wrong with offering something that nobody else has?
To the ultra high end. And like, it's opened up doors and it's opened up opportunities and it's put the armory in places that like it could never go.
Yeah.
But all that's going to do is just benefit the local Harrisburg people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not going to benefit the billionaires that are buying this shit.
Right.
Like, other than the fact that they have it. But, like, that money, now we can...
It's in the community, right?
Well, now we're looking at building another gun range.
Oh, shit. I'll drink to that.
Yeah, I'm going to need a drink.
Let's have a drink. I'll drink to that, brother.
There is things in the works for 717 Armory 2.0.
Let's go.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about the School of Hard Knocks. Talked about all the lessons learned. I know how to do it now. Now it's calculated.
Yeah.
Now it's strategic. Now it's just not throwing mud at a wall and see what sticks. Now we're throwing darts. And so...
Going for bullseyes.
Yep. And we've got a location kind of semi-picked out. We're raising some capital. So if any of your listeners are out there and you like to do some investment stuff, Patrick at 717 Armory, that's my email address. Get a hold of me, call the armory, whatever. You know, I'm readily easily to find. And if I've raised about $3 million in capital so far.
Wow. Nice.
We're looking for more, to make sure that the structures are sound, and that nobody gets jammed. And because let me tell you, and I don't know if it was the fire. I have no idea like what it could be. We've been running now just Just 6.5 months since we reopened.
Okay.
Easy. 5,000 inquiries. Can we come shoot? It's all day, every day.
I believe it.
All day, every day. Like, I got buddies that come and hang out at the shop or whatever. And when they're there, they're just like, yo, how many times a day do you say this? I'm like, 50.
Dang. Wow.
Dudes walking in with guns. Hey, man, can I get a lane? Nah, bro, it's across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we tried the best to scrub the internet and put it out there that we're just a retail shop, but, like, for whatever reason, we can't. And so, you know, now it's the business guy. Like, my wheels are, you know, because I can tell you right now, when we opened up the retail shop, it was a hard fucking no when I opened up in a gun range.
Yeah.
Hard no. You know, just the size of it, the overhead, the employee, just all of it.
Right.
Like, you know, hey, I'm going to run this little gun shop, still serve my community, still help people out as much as I can, and just go. And then it just started. And it hasn't stopped. Yesterday, we were at work. Probably 34 phone calls.
To come
about
the range.
About the range, yeah. It's five dudes walked in with guns, ready to go. Dang. And so as a business guy, you're like, okay, look, let's figure this out.
Yeah,
like,
let, get you pumped a little bit. Yeah, like revenue stream.
That's like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, yeah. You know, especially in my industry.
I believe it, yeah.
You know, and so putting things together and putting the right people in place, and I'm exploring all, and I'm moving slow and methodical about it. Because if we do it again, when we do it again, it's going to be the one.
Yeah.
And you thought the last one was sweet.
Oh, it was.
The new one. Bro, we're talking.
Going to top that.
Yeah. We're gonna do some format changes differently, I think. You know, right now I have it like kind of planned out that we're going to do 40 lanes instead of 15.
40 lanes.
40 lanes. 10 of which will be what they call a tactical range. So full armored ceiling and then like ballistic walls so that we can shoot 180 degrees forward of the line. So we'll be able to run like pistol matches. We'll be able to conduct training in there. We're going to bring back the archery section.
Okay. Yeah.
3D archery shoot. Out to 50 yards in there. On the piece of property that I want, there is the opportunity to build a shoot house. So
like do tactical stuff.
Yeah. We're gonna try to build a giant shoot house. The cool thing about that is like, yeah, we'll have a lot of like contractual stuff with, you know, LE departments and shit like that. But like if you think that I'm not gonna run civilian CQB classes, you're mistaken. Yeah. Because that's where it's at. You're at the mall and it kicks off. You're at your house and it kicks off. We're going to train you in CQB with a house.
Damn.
And we're going to go after it. Like an upscale lounge. You know, we're reaching out to some of the people that we know that own cigar shops. Talk about incorporating a humidor and a cigar room to smoke in there for our VIP section.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? I want to make it like we were a destination.
Yeah, you guys were. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no. Like
that's like nothing.
We're going JV to the Super Bowl. Damn. Like, and if I do it, I'm going so far in that like we will shake
balls to the wall. Let's go.
We'll be the premier facility in the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Period. End state.
Wow.
The whole nines.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. And that's where we want to be. You know, we've got a follow-on phase let on the piece of property to incorporate a restaurant.
Damn.
We've got a follow-on phase to incorporate a high-end barbershop and salon.
Okay.
Like we're gonna,
like, it's like everything.
Yeah. Fuck it.
All you need is a house there and people, because you never leave. You know what I mean?
It comes with a house.
Comes with a house. Everything's
there's a house on the property. Yeah. Wow. So probably rent that out to one of the employees that needs a spot to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the biggest takeaway that I learned in the first go around. Is I built this thing with not enough money. Hmm. So built this great thing, but then I couldn't feed it. So now we're going to get enough money that we're going to build an even better thing.
Yeah.
But now we'll be able to feed it to the nines, 100%.
Yeah.
And just live it out. Because there's nothing like that. There's nowhere for people in our community, you know, of all of Central Pennsylvania. I mean, yeah, we're 35 minutes away from the Armory. I just drove here this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's not a bad drive at all.
People come here all the time from Lebanon.
Yeah.
There's nothing down here.
No. No.
There's nothing.
I can't think of anything.
No, there's nothing.
Even Lancaster, Harrisburg.
The closest one that you kind of get to, it's like all the way down, like, the other side of Lancaster. And, like, that's not even what it is. Yeah. Like, what we're building and what I want to build is going to be the Disney World.
Yeah.
For like-minded individuals. And it's also going to be a place where those people that aren't like-minded like us can come and try their hand.
Yeah, dip their toe in it, right?
And see. Yeah, because that's what we want. That's how we grow it.
Yeah.
That's how pretty much everybody that was a customer of the Armory in one shape or form has a good story, has a good memory. And now it's been a year and a half, 2 year block of nothing. And so we've got to bring it back. We have to.
Yeah.
And that's the plan. And when it does, off the charts.
To the moon.
It will be. It'll be to the moon for sure. And the people want it. And that's the only reason I'm doing it. Like, if we weren't get these phone calls and,
Yeah,
if another one would have popped up, like, maybe. Like, depends what it was. Can I put them out of business? Does it make number sense? Maybe. But no one stepped up to the plate. No one's done it.
No.
Because it is a massive investment. And you have to know the space. And that's where it gets real tough. From the business side, you can know business all you want. But if you don't know the industry and you don't know the space, you're running into the ground.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, we're going to come back stronger than ever. And, I mean, I've got three instructors that are doing other things that are local guys. They're like, the day you do it.
They're ready.
We will run this.
Yeah.
And we will run it nonstop. And so, like, the learn, shoot, repeat will be in the forefront.
I love that.
Of everything in Central Pennsylvania. You know, and we're just going to just do big boy stuff. And just the other cool thing about this spot is, so, like, we are regulated by the township that I couldn't do full autos. The new spot, full autos.
Full autos?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You could shoot a machine gun. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'll be reliving my heyday. You know, but, like, you get a group of guys on a bachelor party.
Yeah,
let's go shoot some machine guns, and then we'll go to the bar.
Yeah, come
on down. We got you.
Cigar in a VIP lounge. Yeah. It's all right there.
Yeah, I just, like, make it a spot that, like, people want to come and hang out.
Yeah.
And it also gives me a presence to do more for the community. Yeah, do my big motorcycle ride, which we plan on doing again this year.
Okay.
Raising money for Veterans Outreach Program.
Nice.
You know, just other people that want to use the facility for whatever have the availability to do it. So that's the plan for 26, is get it all lined up, get it all going, and try to be open spring, summer, 27.
Wow.
It's aggressive.
That's very aggressive.
Super aggressive.
It's doable, though.
But that's me.
You can do it, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
Anyone else for you, I'd be like, I don't think so. But Pat, knowing you,
we're going
to
go after
it. I was going to say, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, we're going to go real hard about it.
So throughout this whole process, you know, since the fire, you know, what has it taught you about resilience?
Every day I wake up and one of the first conversations I have with myself is, what are you going to choose today? That's what I say. What are you going to choose today? Are you going to go back to bed?
Yeah.
Or are you going to get up, put your nose down, get your boots dirty, and just go after it? And I have to. Not only for just my family, but, you know, the guys that work for me. You know, I got my cousin that works for me. I got my dad that works for me. I got my best friend since high school that works for me. And I got some of the best part-time guys that work the weekends for me and our gunsmith.
Yeah.
And I got to. And I have to. And there's days I don't want to fucking do it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But fuck this. I don't. Go do something else. But even if I decide to go do something else, I'm always working on the Armory, always doing stuff. And, you know, that's what I do. In the morning, get up. You know, yesterday, we opened up an opportunity. I was on a trip in Nashville a couple weeks ago, met John Rich from Big and Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start doing work with him.
Like
some stuff.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Can't talk about it yet.
Okay.
But we're doing some stuff.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save a horse.
Yep.
On an album. Yeah.
We're, you know, great dude. American. Patriot. Yeah. Loves it. Here for it.
Dude, that's exciting.
Yeah. Had a big meeting with their, like, his business CEO yesterday. No, that's one of them. You know, built some high-end, we built a rifle for Don Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Hunting, yeah.
Yeah, hunting rifle, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so like.
I mean, these are big boys, big names. These are big players.
These are the big boys.
Yeah.
And we're right there with everybody else in the space.
Nice.
Good. Yeah. And that's what we're doing. Like, that's what we're looking for. Yeah. Yeah. And to the local guys, you know, I brought a couple custom rifles here.
You did, yeah. One's heavy as hell.
Yeah. The PRS gun. Yeah. It's a cool gun. But, yeah, that's our bread and butter, is building precision long range rifles. And normally we would average, yeah, like 10 a year, which is good for like, for what the range used to be and everything else we had going on. Mm-hmm. For me, like, my goal was like 10 to 12, one a month.
Okay.
Yeah, we sold like 10 in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In the last 6 months.
Yeah, dude, wow. Just bought another one yesterday. Like, so we're setting this foothold as the best bulk gun builder around. And that's what we are. And so, like, now, like, you know, we're pursuing these guys. And that's opening up the networking opportunities to these dudes that, you know, can spend this kind of money. And then we're having conversations. Well, I'm looking for an investor. Oh, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
I own a VC firm. That was a conversation we had a month ago.
No shit.
With a customer. Several follow-up emails.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. And the worst thing you're going to do is tell me no. All right, cool.
Yeah, right.
Guess what? I'm on the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to play? Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Your loss. Let's keep going. Yeah.
And I just keep going. And, like, I just have it in me. Yeah, you know, I touched earlier, like, I'm the dude that wins the lottery. And, like I said, go on that little hiatus.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm working. I'm going to be working. I'm going to be doing something because I can't not do it. And I'm so passionate about it, even when I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, even when I don't want to be there, even when I don't want to deal with the fucking headaches, I love it.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, people have a place to go and we're reliable. We're straight shooters too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm not going to tell you some bullshit.
That's the only way to be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to tell you some bullshit. Like, yeah. I'll just be like, yeah, I probably wouldn't do that. Well, why? Well, here's why.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, but, like,
right.
Definitely wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And, but I think people respect that kind of too. And if you don't, great. Go find another shop.
Yeah.
Because there's a dude right behind you. And just is what it is. And we want the people that want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to be our quote-unquote customer / family. And we've done a very good job establishing that. And so, you know, you're talking about rolling over our previous old customers.
Yeah.
All these new people. They're all new. That's all new business.
Wow.
Because our customers know that we don't have a range.
Right.
So, like, yeah, it's not like you're not going to call up and be like, hey, dog, can I get a range? Like, no, you know that there's no fucking range. Yeah. So, like, these 5,000 phone calls that we got.
Waiting for it, though.
They're all new people.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, we just 10X'd our customer base.
And they're ready for it.
And they're just like, yeah, we want to be a part of it. Yeah. Like, you know, what you guys do is great and awesome. And, like, yeah, it's bragging and whatever, but, like, we don't come off that way. No. Like, we know our shit's good. We know what we know.
Yeah.
And that's it. And one of the best things I will say about not only me and my staff, if we don't know, we tell you. Yeah, I don't know, but let me get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
You go into a lot of, especially in the firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, okay, bro, get that. Like,
right, yeah.
No way. Yeah, it's not a thing. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by reopening the range, it's going to allow us to do it way more in depth and get back to what we were and better than what we were. And so, like, there's a lot of excitement around it. There's a lot of anxiety around it.
Right. A lot of stress, you know.
a lot of scotch, a lot of whiskey.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know, helps you get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I want to mention, you know, being a husband and a father, you know, how does family ground you in the middle of what some would call, you know, chaos? You know, you have so much going on. How do you stay grounded?
I'm not the best at it.
Yeah.
I'm not. And, you know, thank God I got an awesome wife that has the capability of, like, shutting it down and being present. Because I can't, and I don't, and I know it, and it sucks, and yeah. I actively work on it. You know, last night, I forgot my laptop. I come home, took the kid to the slot car track, you know, he'd never been there, that was super cool.
Yeah.
But I had to fill out the form to be here today, to give you the topics. There's like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
From 8 to 8:45 that I wasn't. You know, I was there in the living room, and you know, my kids playing, daddy, daddy, daddy. And I'm like, what, dude? Like, I'm trying to get done so I can play with you. And it sucks. Yeah. It really does suck. And it sucks that he's three and that I'm not there and I'm not present. And I'd be the first to admit it. But when he's 10 and this thing is rolling.
Yeah.
And he can go to school and be like, my dad owns 717 Armory. Yo, you want to come shoot? Go grab your dad, come down.
Yeah, let's
go. Dad would let us shoot.
Yeah.
Your dad would teach you how to shoot. Like, if my kid wants to do it and run it when he's older,
yeah,
he ain't getting it for free. That's
right,
for sure.
That's for sure, right?
But he's going to fucking work for it.
Yeah.
But, like, I hope, I really, and again, I work on it. I do. I it is one of my downfalls, other than the whole empathy thing. Mm-hmm. Is being able to shut it down. And you know, you're a small business owner.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Because like no one else is going to pay the paycheck. Like
no.
It's up to you.
It's you. The buck stops here.
Yeah. Know? And yeah. I mean, like if you get a phone call at 9 o'clock at night because you delivered something late and it's fucked, guess what? Your ass is coming over here.
Right.
And you're working all night.
Figuring it out.
And you're going to fix it.
Solutions.
And, yeah. And you have to. And like, you know, I work for a national company as well in the firearms world. And the vice president at this company, two, three days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The big changes are happening. You're talking $100+ million company. Yeah. So there's a lot of big things that are moving around. And, you know, I literally said to him the other day, I said, you know what, dude? I wholeheartedly admire your tenacity and your endurance.
Yeah.
To just stay in the fight and do what's right, even when it's hard,
mm-hmm.
even when no one's looking. Don't cut the corners. Do it fucking right and admit when you're wrong. I said,
yeah,
I take that from you. You know, one of my best friends from down here, Rob Goodall, owns Goodall Pools.
Yeah.
Veteran. Yeah. Awesome dude.
Is he? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Army veteran.
So. But dad goes there for, he has a hot tub and stuff. Yeah. He supports it. Yeah.
So Rob Goodall, great guy, veteran, runs that company. Again, you're talking multi-million dollar company over there as well. Same struggle, same fight
right.
that I'm in on a much larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like, you know, you develop this network of guys that like, hey, bro, like, yeah, I got to run this by you. Well, I'm in a sales meeting. Let me call you back in 10 minutes. I'll cut it short. Appreciate it, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he calls me up. He's like, man, I'm not doing good. You want to go out, get a drink? You want to go shoot? Yeah, hold on. Let me wrap up what I got. I'm coming. And then you have that. And, like, that makes it sustainable.
Yeah.
That makes it, like, you know, you go back to the family portion of it, and it pulls me away from my family. But when I come back from that, or when I need that, that my family can't provide, it makes me better with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love my family. I love my kid more than anything. I love my wife. But at the same time, I got shit to do. I think you got to try to find the balance.
Yeah, that's it.
It's tough. It's real tough.
It's not easy.
Forced through the trees,
mm-hmm.
you know. But guess what? I'm in it.
Yeah.
And I'm there. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah.
You know, and but what are you going to do? And so to all the entrepreneurs out there, all the small business owners, you're not alone. Get it. Get it. Get it good. Find what works for you. I think that's what I try to preach.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to implement this new thing where at least at like 7 o'clock at night, like I put my phone on the charger.
It's hard to do that though, you know?
God, it's hard.
Yeah.
No, I haven't got to the point where I can take my watch off.
Yeah.
I got an iWatch. So at least like I can glance at the watch.
Right.
And like determine whether yeah. or not.
You got to get on that phone.
Yeah. Laptop. Yeah. Yeah. But like, you know, so I can't like fully break away. But like, yeah, sometimes I'll go to my hunting camp where there's no cell phone service.
That's nice.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, but it's nice for me mentally, you know?
Terrifying.
Because you don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, you get through the first night and you're like, okay, I can do this. And like, that's that black box of death, man. Like, that's when you really realize how bad it grips you.
Yeah.
It's when you, like, you don't have it. Like, there's 0% chance you have access to it. And that just, yeah. like, yearning to, like, look at it, to glance at it.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy. It's
crazy.
It is crazy.
You know, I got a 3-year-old. Daddy, get off your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rips my fucking heart out.
Yeah.
Rips it right out of right. me. But like, he doesn't understand why I'm on my phone. He only understands that I'm not giving him attention. And how do you handle that? Like how do you?
Right.
Yeah. It's, and so when it comes to the family and owning a small business, my shout out is to the wife and the kids.
Yeah.
Because they're the low man on the totem pole. And it sucks. And I'm sure that every wife, every kid, you know, your wife included, probably is like, man, there's been times where it's just like, I feel like a second class citizen in my own house. And like, as much as I try to validate it, as much as I try to reason with it and make excuses for it, it's true. And as a man, I try to assume responsibility for that and take accountability.
Mm.
And I try not to get mad. I try. I do.
Right.
But like, I will circle back and be like, listen, I'm sorry. But like, when something's fucked up, like, yeah. or we're trying to do something, like, it's only me.
Yeah, right.
I can't ask I can't ask my part-time guy to be like, hey, try to go, you know, secure $1 million in in investment.
Right.
that don't work.
Yeah.
So I would the family thing, man, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's super tough. But I also get to do things with my family that the 9-to-5 guy doesn't.
So true. Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, you want to go to Florida for the weekend, stay at your parents' place?
Yeah.
Okay. Buy the tickets.
Yeah.
So it's, well, when do you want to go? Like, I don't care. Just tell me the day.
Let me know.
Yeah. Put it on the counter.
We're good.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Like, now we're running up to it. Yeah, I'm going to be real busy. I'm going away for 5 days. But like, when we get on the airplane, we can just go. Like, we can leave Tuesday and come back Tuesday.
Yeah.
And guess what? Ain't nobody going to say anything. Because this is what this life provides. This is the difference,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my wife, she's an accountant.
Okay.
She's great. She works a great job. She handles millions and millions of dollars. She works for someone. And, you know, like I have to go to a show in Nashville over her birthday. Let's go to Nashville. I can't take all the time work. Fuck that. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Take a sick day. Like, what do you
think? Make it work.
Yeah. I don't understand what you're trying to say here, but like, yeah, but that's real life.
Yeah.
And those are that's where it's like, it's tough. Yeah. And, you know, I always try to make sure that I make her feel included as much as possible. And I try to bring her along and she's great. But she's also stern in her position.
Yeah.
And I need that. Because if she just, say she didn't work.
Right.
She just stay at home mom. I wouldn't realize what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so hard to come up out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And like, so I do appreciate that about her. And it's one of the things I admire most about her. Though I fucking hate when she calls me out on my bullshit.
Somebody's got to, though.
Yeah, I got it. It rubs me. It rubs me something fierce.
I know, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And, this morning coming down here. Hey, buddy, I got to go to work. Danny, why do you got to go to work? It's Saturday. Let's go shoot the gun. I'm like, buddy, when I get home, we'll go shoot. Like, you're going to hang out with mommy. Well, I always hang out with mommy. You're not home.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, like, I know, dude. Like, I get it. But, like, you do things that kids don't do.
Yeah.
You know, my kid's a frequent flyer. Like, not, for real. Like, he has miles.
Yeah.
Like.
Not many kids.
Not many kids. That. But, yeah. Like, you know.
Have that opportunity, you know. Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know, and it's tough. And so, you know.
Yeah.
When I get home and I walk back in the door after this, you know, and I'm going to want my minute to decompress, you don't get that.
Yeah.
He's going to be up in my shit.
You're ready to go.
Daddy!
Let's go.
Let's get on the dirt bike. Daddy, yeah. Go get the skid loader open so we can go build a new dirt ramp. Let's shoot the gun. Like,
yeah.
Daddy, come play air hockey with me. Like,
let's go.
Yeah. You know? And like that, that's where I think I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Is
good. That's good.
Is yeah. Not the, I need the me time.
Mm-hmm.
I just suffer. I don't let him see that I'm suffering.
Yeah.
But like, run it until I can't run it anymore. And whether that's an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then be like, dear, get him the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
I need a little break. Yeah, I need a minute.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, whether it's like, I gotta go take a shit.
Right.
Something.
That's any, the break. Yeah.
Something.
Sometimes that's all
and
it
like,
takes, you know?
You know, and that's yeah. Where like, you're 26 or, you know, I got, you know, in your little form, I journal. And like, it's not like real formal all the time, but like sometimes it is. But like jotting notes down is one of the notes I got jotted down for 2026 is suffer in silence and be present. Suffer in silence and be present. Because it's my cross to bear. It's no one else's. So suffer in silence, be a fucking man. And you could say what you want to say about that ideology. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Any man out there, especially if you have a kid, yeah. Your duty and job in life, and you could look back all the way to Adam, you suffer in silence. And you put it on, and you get it done. And when you find your outlet, whether it's your boys, whether it's therapy, the motorcycle, golf, hunting, going to the library, I don't care.
Yeah.
When you decide to take that you time, that's where you reset, recharge. Because guess what? When you are done doing that activity, the cross is back on your shoulder. You suffer in silence.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, not to judge again, but like this generation of men coming up,
mm-hmm.
They ain't got it. They ain't got it.
It's it's hard to see. You know, it's tough because you're right. You got to be present in life because it's too short. You know what I mean? Like you blink and your kid's five. You blink and they're 10. They're
dude, teenagers. I just blinked and my best friend's wife just died of a massive brain aneurysm. I'm 35 years old.
Sorry to hear, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
crazy.
You just never know. Time is the most precious thing you have, and it's how do you be present, still have some time for yourself, but yet you're chasing a dream. You want to achieve things. You have family to support, employees, team members. It's a cross, like you said. It's a cross. It's a burden to carry. But yet, who else but you? You know, who else but us? The people that want to do it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we talked about, I graduated from McDevitt. I went to Catholic school my whole life. Not the best practicing, not the best whatever, but, you know, go to war. Your relationship gets real deep real quick.
I believe that.
You know, it kind of backs away, whatever. I started going to church again.
Yeah.
It was right after my friend died. And, I mean, she was an active part of my family's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would see each other once a week, if not more, you know.
Real close.
Her husband has been my best friend since we were in kindergarten. So I'm watching this.
Yeah.
My cross might weigh 100 tons, but watching that, my cross weighs nothing. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I don't have that. And so, you know, suffer in silence, but be present for 26, I think, is how I'm going to try to live my life. And I'm evaluated along the way, but like, I don't think, and yeah, You said you have what, a daughter, son?
Yeah, both. Daughter's 3 and the son's 2 years old, yeah.
And do you think that either one of them wants to hear daddy whining and bitching and complaining?
No.
Yeah, because what example are you setting?
Right.
How are you setting them up to be a force to be reckoned with?
Right. Well, they want a protector. Yeah. They want someone to look up to.
Yeah.
Setting a role model, an example.
Exactly.
For my daughter, I don't want, that's down the road, but like, I'm always thinking like that. You know what I mean?
But it's not even down the road. It's happening right now.
Well, that's true.
You know, she goes to kindergarten or daycare or whatever.
Yeah.
Some kid starts bullying her. Well, like if your dad isn't the Rock.
Yeah.
And isn't a big, scary man.
Yeah.
Guess what? That kid's going to roll your daughter. She don't have a dinner.
Yeah.
And so like, I try my best because my kid don't get, like he gets an inch, but when it's time, he knows.
Yeah.
And when I look at him and I hit him with that Asher Jameson, the fear of God comes across his face.
He knows, yeah.
And it's not because he's scared of me, I think. It's because he knows that he took me to a level that I don't operate at, but he knows I'm capable of.
Yeah.
And he's 3.
Yeah.
So when he's 10, guess what? Hey, motherfucker, get over here.
Right.
We're going to have a conversation. So if I don't do it at 3, what's it going to be like at 10?
That's what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
When the family is such a integral part, difficult part, that I don't think gets overlooked, but I think it gets deprioritized to the fact that, like, you wouldn't conduct yourself in your business dealing with issues, comments, concerns, team members, staff, whatever, if you conduct yourself in a better space, in a better presentation to them than you do your family, you're doing it wrong. So I try to just be even across the board.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Even keel.
Shoot it across the board. Yeah. Be who you are. Loyal to your convictions and morals. And let nature take its course. Because you're not going to please everybody. Fuck.
No.
I guarantee you. No. There's probably going to be people listening to this podcast that are like, that dude's an asshole. 100%.
Everyone's going to form their own opinions.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent.
I take that one.
Yeah.
You know why? Because there's not enough assholes in this world. There's not.
Yeah.
Like my mom, when I was growing up, that Patrick Ryan came out of her mouth and that drawer opened and that wooden spoon came out.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of fucking God.
Yeah. They need more wooden spoons in the world, you know?
Yeah.
There's not enough of that anymore.
There's not. And like that's, and I think that's because you get these parents now that are like, they let the cross bury them. And now there's no one standing in front of the child. The child could step right over it.
Yeah.
And how do you recover? And I'm guilty of it. Guilty of it. We all are. Yeah. But identify it, reconcile it, and try to do better the next time. And that's where, like, we talked about my friend group. There's some strong boys. And they're down to ride. Like, something happened to one of their daughters. There's that thing that goes around and they talk about the friends. You got your like noon friends, your 5 p.m. friends, and your 3 a.m. friends. I only have 3 a.m. friends, really.
Yeah.
That's all I got. And they, I'm on my way.
No questions asked. Just where are we meeting? Where are we going?
Whose car are we taking?
That's it, yeah.
Shovel or guns? Both.
Cool. Say no more, right?
See you.
Yeah.
On my way.
Like, yeah.
Don't matter. You know, and like, one of my friends had something really fucking difficult. Just happened to one of his daughters in college. And then some other shit came out through that event.
Yeah.
And then he calls me. I'm like, what are you going to do? I'm about to go fucking kill someone. Like, cool, I'm down. But like, let's think about this first. Like, let's think about this first. Like, if we think about this and you're still down, whose car? I'm down. Let's play it. And so, you know, having that friend group, I think, especially as men, women too, Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife, you know, she's a transplant.
Shout out to Whitney, man. Yeah.
She deals a lot of bullshit.
She's not a PA girl?
No, she's a Harrisburg transplant.
Oh, okay.
She's from Tioga County. Harrisburg transplant. So, like, her core group of friends is still up north. She's developed this core group of friends down here. And, you know, my friend who passed away, she was one of the ride or dies. And I watch it rip the life out of my wife. There's nothing I can do to fix that. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, we are all in a big group text message together called the Happy Hour Friends.
Okay. We all got those, you know what I mean? Those groups
and
that are like, yeah.
The girl that passed, we still use that same group. She's still a part of the text message. She's still a part of it.
Yeah.
The Instagram one where we send the reels back and forth.
Yeah.
She's still a part of it. And she always will be. But, like, she has her ride or dies. And females are different than the guys. But, like, everybody needs it. Oh, yeah. Everybody needs them.
And you don't need many of them. You know what I mean? What's that famous, was it Joey? I forget the comedian. He's on Joe Rogan a lot. He says, you got three motherfuckers, you can take over a country. You know, take over a country for sure. That's all you need, three bad motherfuckers.
That's it.
That's all you need.
And, like, I never truly appreciated that. That was like one of the when I filed bankruptcy, I saw that, like, okay,
who was real?
Well, it wasn't even so much who was real. It's just like they're the ones that are just there.
Yeah.
Like, and they've always been there, but, like, you know, maybe they were like a part of a bigger group, and well, the bigger group got condensed,
right?
And then the fire, and then it got tight. And, like, those are the ones, man. And I think that, again, the cell phones, the bullshit. Yeah, the internet wins pretty hard, trust me. You know, send some shit back and forth with your boys. It could be run off on a tangent. But, like, hey, man, I need to talk to you. Hey, bro. What's up?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what they're doing. Doesn't matter. Yeah, and especially as what I like to call alpha guys, you know, because that's who I surround myself with. You know, you're an alpha guy. Like, it's hard to be like, yo, bro, I'm struggling.
100%.
Like, whether it's life, business, personal relationship, whatever. Like, it's hard for dudes just naturally to do that. Alphas. To do that. Betas, I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know. They probably put their man bun up a little tighter. I don't know.
right. Yeah.
Sorry out there for any listener that has a man bun. I'm just generalizing. Yeah. But when you have true devastation, the fire, a death, the situation my buddy just endured. I mean, like, true devastation. There's two outs. One is a permanent solution. And one is you turn to your boys. Hey, man, let's go get a beer. And that's normally how it goes. But you know, as well as I know, when that phone rings and you're like, oh, I wonder what he wants. Hey, man, let's go get a drink. Yep. It's serious. It's serious. It's not just, oh, hey, bro, yeah, let's go put the, let's right. go. Something Penn up, State's playing. Yeah. Let's, the birds are on. Let's go watch the bird. Okay, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Well, when the phone call comes and says, hey, man, I need a drink.
You know.
Yeah. Or, hey, man, let's go fishing. Hey, man, let's hit the gym today real hard. Roger that.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Yep. 100%.
Cool. You know, yeah. I know. And I'm going to now cause conflict. And I might not be able to articulate it. And if I can, she sure as shit don't care, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be pissed. But I got to go. And you got to be able, and you got to make that decision, and you got to have the convictions and the balls to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to surround myself. That's how my kid is surrounded. You know, Uncle Travis. And Travis, one of my great friends. He's a big son.
Is he? And that's the best, right? It's the uncles that aren't even
blood,
but they're still family, right?
Yeah. Uncle Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5'11", 265.
Okay.
Just fucking yanked. hey, Uncle Travis, I'm going to punch you in the face. Oh, yeah, buddy, bring it.
Bring it, yeah.
And they go at it.
That's like, wild, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how my kids be abused. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's how it should be, man.
You're right.
Like, yeah. And I'm just so grateful, you know, Dan, Travis, yeah, then you got, like, Rob, and you got Chris, and you got Dean, and I got these guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got, like, my next ring that's super close to these guys. I got, like, Drewy and, you know, these other dudes. And, like, then my Marine veterans, Meathead and Skip and Evan. And, like, yeah. Those guys don't live here. But they're a phone call away all right. the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And, like, so what, that was maybe 10 names.
Yeah. Packs. Yeah.
That's it.
Tight circle.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you got everybody else that I'm cool with. I'm friends with them.
Yeah.
But when I need that phone call, it's not them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I think you, as a man, especially a small business owner man, if you can't ramble off three names, brother, you got some big uphill battles coming your way.
Yeah.
You might not be here yet. You might have gone through some. But I think three's the number.
Three, yeah.
Two's tight because it gives you 50-50. Yeah, 50-50.
Yep.
I like 33. 33% chance of finding one.
I'm with you.
That can just be like, yeah, I can stop doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, dog. And vice versa. You know, many a times, laying in bed, phone goes off in the middle of the night. And it's a Marine that I haven't talked, seen, heard, thought about. You know, I got a call one time, this kid, and they're going through the network, who's the closest to Boston, living in his car, heroin, fentanyl, he's gonna kill himself. Somehow through the list, I'm the closest. Yo, can you go get him? Yeah, hold on, let me put my jeans on. She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
2 o'clock in the morning, I gotta go to Boston. Massachusetts? Right now. What? She's like, okay, you're going to explain. I said, there's a Marine. He was in our platoon. He's going to kill himself.
Yeah.
I said, I'm on my way. They can't get anybody closer. I said, I'm the closest one. I said, I started driving.
Yeah.
Got to just probably like up around Wilkes-Barre, something like that. Phone goes back off. Hey, man, we got a guy that's 30 minutes out. You sure? I'll turn around. Yeah, you're good, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
The guy that called me, haven't talked to him since that night. That phone rings right now. I'm going to stop this podcast. I'm going to answer our phone.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. You know, and that's where I like, yeah, you know, I want my kid to know that. You know, it is. You got a 3-year-old, you got a 3-year-old, you're getting ready to put him in public school. Here's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Whole other thing.
Fuck. Me. Yeah. I can tell you right now, and I'm sorry if this pisses off any of your listeners, but this is a real life conversation that has taken place multiple times. If I was in school at any point in time and some drag show whatever showed up at my school, the concern would not be me. The concern would be is how long of a prison sentence my father will endure. Where did that go in society?
I have no idea.
When did
it become acceptable?
Yeah. Like, and cool, you want to be 18 and you want to live your life, have the fuck at it.
Yeah.
You want
make
to teach
your own decisions, like you said.
You want to teach a 5-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old that they can mutilate their genitals and identify as something else. And then you get a school board that says you don't have to tell the fucking parents.
That's wild.
No. I'll kill you. I will go to jail for life for my kid. You know,
I don't know where it went wrong, you know,
and I don't want to rub any of your listeners the wrong way. And if you disagree with me,
yeah,
check. But like at the same time at 18, have at it. Because like I said earlier, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean people aren't allowed to form opinions and judge you upon them. But at 18, this kid's stuff.
No.
Crazy.
It's wild.
Crazy.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
It's nuts.
It is.
And like, yeah, you know, so there's me and my wife, like, okay, like, yeah, you know, we had, when our kid was like 1 and a half, he was in an in-home daycare and we weren't happy there and we're looking for another solution. We got other friends that have been sending them their kids to this lady.
Minnesota. You have no problem finding a daycare out
of Minnesota. You're right, bro. You got like 101 warehouse.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's,
but no, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's for, yeah, that's for a later day. But
another podcast.
Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking around and, you know, we got a couple friends. Been going to this lady. Tell us about this lady. Lady's been doing, she's like 75. Miss okay. Reenie. She's yeah, yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
She's nuts. I love her to death, but like, yeah, she'll blow up my phone at midnight with pictures from the day.
Yeah.
And I'm dropping my kid off at 6 a.m.
Yeah, but she
and
can't
like,
wait though.
And I'm yeah. like, yeah, when do you sleep? She's like, well, yeah, I went to bed a little late last night, but I had my 5 a.m. Zumba class that I just went and taught. Cool. And
yeah,
bro, she walks on water.
Yeah, my, best.
Yeah walks on water, yeah. in my opinion. And she's been yeah. doing it 60 some years. She's watched my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm almost 40. Like, wow. It's yeah, crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But so we're getting ready to do this transition thing. And this is like going back to like, he was born in 22. So it's probably like 23-ish. Still some crazy shit going on out there.
Yeah.
And like, it's becoming more prevalent. So we go and meet the lady and we think everything, you know, we're like, okay. And I asked her, I said, okay, COVID round two comes back. And she's like, listen, like, I don't make the kids wear masks. It's going to be forthright with you. Like, if you want your kid to wear a mask, absolutely, we'll do that. But like,
yeah,
not gonna force. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, so I'm like, I'm feeling a little bit better. Right before we committed, I called one of my, you know, girlfriends that I went to high school with, who her kid and her husband have been sending both their kids there. I called her and I said, hey, listen, like, I don't know how to ask this, so I'm just going to say it. Like, politically, where do we think she stands? That's insanity. When you're talking about putting a 1.5, 2-year-old kid into a fucking daycare,
yeah.
and you have to call somebody that you trust and rely on that takes their kid to the same daycare to ask the political affiliations of the person responsible for your developing child, is fucking insanity.
That's where we're at, though.
Nuts.
You know, it's kind of where we're at, though.
Yeah. And it just becomes more and more socially acceptable. And it's like, how do you raise a family? As a father, do I make the right decision?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
You know.
Right? You got us a...
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you do?
What do you do? Right.
And that, you know, we'll tie it back into the being present. I keep telling my wife, I'm going to miss stuff. And I'm going to kill myself. And I'm going to grind my dick to the dirt. But if you can stay home and homeschool my child, we're going to do it. And from a guy that graduated high school in 2004,
yeah.
to say that you're going to homeschool your kid because it's the best option, that's insanity.
It like, is. It's wild to think about.
It's nuts, dude. Yeah. 20 years.
In that short amount of time, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah. 20 years isn't much, you know what I mean?
That's a blink of an eye.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
That's crazy. And hopefully it gets better.
I hope it's got to, right? I mean,
we keep saying that.
Humanity as a country.
You know, we keep saying, well, it can't get any worse.
Yeah, I know.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, yeah. Proves us wrong.
Yeah, it can't get any worse. And it happens.
It happens.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, that's why when people say that, like, I pour my heart and soul into 717 Armory, all your listeners, and probably a large people that I hang out with,
yeah.
when they listen to this, they're going to hear shit that never come out of my mouth. And I don't know what it feels to compelled to tell my story like this, other than I think the self-reflection that I've been really doing. And there's got to be other guys out there like me.
Yeah. Like-minded individuals, you know?
Well, no, just community. Like on the bad side. It's got to be other guys going through the struggle, going through the hurt, going through the... buried in the laptop till 8 o'clock at night. All right, hey son, love you. Good night.
Yeah.
And missing it. Maybe if they just hear this and know they're not alone.
Yeah.
Maybe it helps them. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know why opening up like this in yeah. a public forum yeah. like this. It's kind of not really my thing, but like
yeah. You're not the first guest. I mean, I feel like it's therapeutical. You know what I mean? I've had people say that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think like to go back to the Sean Ryan show, it's just having that conversation. You know, having conversations brings people together. Just look at, you know, rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, you know, what he was doing. It's all about having conversations. And the more people can have conversations, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on or what your mindset is, like, it's only going to benefit us to talk about it as humans, you know, as people to talk instead of just being like, well, no, you're right, you're left, and you think this way, so you're dumb, and you think this way, you're stupid. You know, have the conversation, and you'll realize, like, we're not that far apart on the ground we stand on, you know?
Can't agree more.
I think that's what it's all about. So let's take one more snack break, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, buddy.
This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late-night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high-quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat. Kind of, yeah, like I said, start to kind of wrap it up here. But like to kind of like reflect on this whole episode, which this might be a 3-part episode. This is, yeah, we're like 3 hours in. This is probably the longest one I've done in a long time. So, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm here for it, man. But I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, brother. No, I appreciate being here, Pat. So like looking back on everything, combat, contracting, entrepreneurship, family, you know, 717 Armory. This is a tough question, but what are you most proud of? It's a loaded question too, I guess.
Yeah. Most proud of?
You've been through so much. And how old are you? You're only
39.
39. Be 40
in March.
Older than me.
Be 40 in March.
So like you've done so much, you know what I mean? And you're not even 40 yet.
Most proud of? I would probably have to go with, because it's such a loaded question, I'll try to give you just like a couple quick ones.
Yeah.
I would say the reflection in the mirror. Most proud of that. Because I think I sleep well at night for the most part with the choices I've made. I mean, I still fight with some of them. I would say that I'm most proud of, obviously, my family. Son Asher, my wife, you know, and that wasn't an easy road to get to either. I must like the chaos.
Yeah.
I must prosper in it. But I'll say that one thing that I guess I'm most proud of is my resiliency and my unwavering willingness to help others. I think that it's definitely not empathy.
Yeah, right, right, yeah.
I think the resiliency and my willingness unapologetically to help in whatever facet. I think that's really a big one. Now I'm going to throw it right back at you. What are you most proud
of?
Really? What are you most proud of in yourself?
Wow, no one's ever did that before.
Set me up. I'm going to hit it right back to you like ping pong.
Yeah, no, I can rattle them off pretty quickly. You know, I think, because I've been thinking about this. No one's ever put it back on me, but family, you know, my kids, my wife, 100% my father, my mom, you know, my sisters, you know, without family, what are you? You know what I mean? Like they're my rock, at least for me. I think for a lot of people, family, and most proud of, I would say the relationships I've made with complete strangers, whether it's work, whether it's a podcast, whether it's the friendships, but like, you know, meeting these people that I don't know, whether it's through sales and work or through the podcast and being able to connect and just like build a community, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. And then of course, like the family business and my relationship with my grandfather who started it, you know, he's going to be 88 this year and, you know, son of a bitch, man, when that guy leaves this earth, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough, but, I'm close with him and, you know, real proud of that. So those are my three things. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And I would definitely have to throw that in there
with
me as well. The one that I picked up off of you is, and I believe that's how I answered that sheet, is growing and developing the relationships.
Yes, you did on the phone. Yeah.
I guess to surmise all of that, if I had to like compress it into one answer, it'd be the hunt. That's what I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
It's my willingness to fucking do the hunt. I don't care if I shoot a giant. I don't care if I even see a bird. It's the hunt. Like,
yeah.
And every day, every morning, family, work, faith,
whatever. I think when you break it down, it's the hunt. It's the game, playing the game, and contending. Not getting blown out, not fucking forfeiting. I'm in the fight, and I'm going to go to the distance.
That's it, yeah.
I'm going to go. I think that's a better way to. If I was to try to take those three answers I gave you and compress it into one, I think that's it. I think it's the hunt, the fight, and I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, tag me in. I might come into a situation where I know I'm going to get the dog shit beat out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to show up, and I'm going to go toe-to-toe. That's look at David versus Goliath. What if David was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, but
cool.
Right. Appreciate that. Yeah. But I'm going to go bake some bread or whatever they did back then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think.
Sourdough bread, right?
Yeah. No, my wife just tried it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, different.
My wife had a stint doing that. But anyway.
Yeah. But now
after
hearing how you put it, to put it all together for me, that's it. The thing I'm most proud of is the hunt, the fight. Some people say, I just got that dog in me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't consider myself that way, but I know that I am that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to show up.
Yeah. Well, it's like opportunity is life's reward, right?
Yep.
It's you got to be prepared for when that opportunity comes and you seize the moment, you seize the day.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you don't show up, guess what? Yeah. The opportunity ain't never going to be there.
Right.
You know, I was just watching this movie last night, F1 with Brad Pitt.
Oh, great. I got to watch
great
it.
Great. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably one of the best movies I've seen in a very long time.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah. Two Formula One car racers, blah, 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 short story. They go, Brad Pitt's this old dude, comes back to the circuit to help out this team. The new and up-and-coming driver is like, let's just hope that something goes our way. Brad Pitt looks across the table and goes, hope is not your game plan. Like, that's hard. Like, that's hard.
Yeah.
Like, that goes hard. Like, real hard in the paint right there. Yeah. Hope is not a strategy.
No.
It is not.
No.
Like, you can hope for great outcomes.
Yeah.
But that's not your strategy. Your strategy is tie them boots up tight, get in the fucking ring, go to war.
Yep.
Do it.
Let's go.
And, and Asher loves this movie. That me and him, we watch it all the time. And, he watches The Battle of Midway. That's one of our favorite movies.
Okay, yeah.
And Days of Thunder, one of our favorite movies. Top Gun.
Nice,
Yeah, my kid's three. And like, hey, bud, what movie you want to watch tonight? Top Gun.
I love it.
Here for
it. Don't expect anything else.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Appreciate
Let's
it.
Go.
But then look at all those characters. Look at all those movies.
Yeah.
Go to war. Put it on. Let's do it.
Right.
Like, you know, nothing's given to these guys.
No.
Everybody expects them to fail. Strap in. Get it on. And you might get the shit beat out of you. But guess what? Yeah. You better show up the next fucking day ready to go again. And give it 110%. 100 minimum. Prefer 110.
Yeah.
You know, and self-accountability, I think that's huge. Now, I think that's a thing that is forgotten by the wayside in today's society.
Yeah.
Hand
up accountability.
Yeah.
I messed up. Yeah.
I tried to go to the gym. It's probably been almost 2 months since I've been out of the gym.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's rough. And I
was happy to just get back in the swing of it. I went 3 days last week and I felt good. You know, it's like, man, I've been missing this, you know, for years I haven't gone.
It's the first trip.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Feels so good afterwards, you know?
Just show up.
Yeah.
Just show up. Put that check in the box. So, you know, that's why in the military they make you make your bed.
Is it?
So the reason why the military is so over the top about making your bed, and I think it was some Navy SEAL, whatever, probably wrote a book about it. But the reason why the very first thing you do in the morning is get up and make your bed is because it's a check in the box. It's a small victory.
Okay.
So, as soon as you wake up, you just make the bed.
First thing you do,
make the bed. Boom. That's a win.
Yeah.
And that's
mentally.
That's why they do it. It has nothing it looks great, blah 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 blah. No. That's the hard truth is that's the first victory of the day. So you set every day off with a win. Now if you were to call Whitney and ask her about me making the bed, you might get a 50-50.
Right,
you
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
you
know. But yeah,
small wins.
Yeah, it's just
it
crazy.
Up,
just go to the gym.
Yeah.
That's it. Put the phone down.
Yeah.
You know,
Black Box of Death.
Read a book to your kid.
Yes.
Do you shop? Yeah, I read.
I love reading to
my kids. Damn, I started my truck, coffee in hand, get ready to come down here. Daddy, will you read this book to me real quick? I've read this book to my child. I can't believe the pages haven't fallen out.
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. You can recite it probably, you know?
Yeah. For that half a second. Now, buddy, I got to go. All right, dude. Come on. Sit down. Yeah. Let me read this to you real quick. And I'm so glad that I did it. So glad that I sat down, took that extra 4 minutes to read a 12-page book to my kid, which means the world to him, shit to me.
Right, right.
Everything
to him.
To him.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, that's, I would implore all the listeners out there to show up ready to fight.
That's it, Pat. I mean, I think we're going to end it on that. If you're good, I'm going to wrap it up because we run a part two whenever you want. You're always welcome back because I feel like we could have gone for another 3 hours. But if you're good, I'm going to wrap it up.
I really appreciate you having me down here today. I really appreciate everybody out there on the interwebs that is going to listen to this. I hope that somebody, somewhere, one person, takes something away that betters their life. I hope that I didn't offend too many people. And if I did, oh, fucking well. It's my opinion. And I'm entitled to it. Doesn't have to be yours.
Move on. Yeah.
You know, and again, just suffer in silence. Be present.
And real quick, speaking of the interwebs, where can people find?
717armory.com. That's the website. You can check us out on Facebook at 717armory. Instagram is 717_armory. Due to the extreme left wing deactivating my original account. So yeah, if you check us out right now, yeah, our followers are not what they once used to be, but for whatever reason, old Zuckerberg did not approve of the guns. So
Patrick, thank you for your service, your leadership, and for building something that truly serves this community. Your story is a reminder that discipline, responsibility, and purpose doesn't end when the uniform comes off. They just take a new form. And to our listeners, if Pat's story inspired you, share this episode with a friend, leave a review, and subscribe to American Grown Podcast for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. Quick call to action. Check the show notes for links to 717 Armory to purchase your next firearm and get some firearm training and just get some cool swag and merch. So cheers, brother.
Cheers, thank brother. You so much. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It was fun.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.